Today, I would like to tell you a story.
Namhlanje ngithanda ukunilandela indaba
about Hans im Glück. Hans im Glück is what's im Glück?
You can say Lucky Hans.
The Lucky Hans.
Kusho ukuthi ke singasho uHans onenhlanhla.
Hans is a story.
Kwindaba le ka Hans
that was told by, what was his name? Hans im Glück. Who knows it?
Who knows that story? Ubani walaziyo leyo ndaba ukuthi yaqoqa ubani?
He was a German, and he told the story.
Kono umuntu oyiJalmane wayilanda le ndaba.
At Nuremberg.
Wayiqoqa le kwelase Nuremberg.
And I'd just like to tell that story.
Manje ngithanda ukuthi ngixoxele ngilandele leyo ndaba.
It won't take long.
Ngeke kuthathe isikhathi.
Hans im Glück served for 7 years for his master.
Oh Hans unenhlanhla wamkhonza umphathi wakhe iminyaka esikhombisa.
After 7 years, he felt he'd like to go home to his mother.
Emvuke eminyaka esikhombisa wathi ayi ngisazoya ekhaya ngiyombona umama.
And he thought he'll get his wages.
Wathi uzothola umholo wakhe, iholo lakhe.
And then he'll go home.
Bese ke aye ekhaya.
His Lord said, it's okay, you can go. You've served me faithfully all these 7 years.
Umphathi wakhe wathi, awu Hans ungikhonzile iminyaka yesikhombisa ngokuthembeka. Ngiyakhulula ukuthi uye ngasekhaya.
And now you can get your reward.
Futhi manje usungathola umvuzo wakho.
And he gave him a big piece of gold.
Wamnikeza isigaxa esikhulu segolide.
And he says, this is your wage.
Wathi nakho ke engikholela kona ukutholile.
This big piece of gold that was as big as his head.
Lesi sigaxa segolide. Sasingangekhanda lakhe.
Inkosi yakhe yathi wangisebenzela kahle iminyaka eyisikhombisa. Ngalokho ngizokunika umvuzo wakho.
His master said, you've served me faithfully for these 7 years and I want to give you this reward.
Wamnika isigaxa esikhulu segolide.
And he gave him this big lump of gold.
Wathatha iduku lakhe, wasonga igolide kuleli duku lakhe.
So he took his handkerchief and he wrapped this gold nugget in it.
Wathi usungahamba uye ekhaya ke manje.
And he said, you're free to go home.
Why say suka ke?
And then he left.
Ethathe inyathelo zakhe, isinyathelo ngesinyathelo, ethu qonde ekhaya kuma wakhe.
And so, step by step, he journeyed homeward towards his mother.
uma eseia ebhekekhaya wahlangana nomuntu ogibela ihashe.
And on his homeward journey, he met up with a man who was riding a horse.
Leli hashi belbukeka kahle lilihle.
And this horse was really so beautiful.
Wahamba waqonda kulona walbona lihamba kahle ligijima kahle fana nehashi elisha.
And this beautiful horse strutted so wonderfully, and he went towards it to go and marvel at this horse.
Uhan waisethi, ey, nayindaba. Ngaqala ukubona ihashe elinjena elilihle kangaka.
And Hans said, it's the first time in my life that I see a horse as beautiful as this one.
Uma eseqhubeka ngayo ngegolide lakhe, lo muntu obehamba ngehashe wathi awu wahlupheka sibani bani, uzohambe ngezinyawo isikhathi esingaka.
And as they met, the man who was on horseback said to Hans, Hans, you know, really, I feel pity for you. You know, you are really to be pitied. Just look at you. You've got to walk on foot all this way.
Ufanele ukuthi uhambe ngaleli hashi isikhathi esingaka.
Just imagine how wonderful it would be if you could ride this horse.
Uma ngahamba ngaleli hashi uvele ugibele kahle uphumule kahle,
you know,
uqonde ngqo ekhaya.
If you get onto this horse, you'll be home in a jiffy. You won't exert yourself at all. You'll be able to rest.
Futhi beka ukuthi ngihleli kanjani kuleli hashe elihle, nawo ungahlala kuleli hashe uhambe ngalo uze ufike ekhaya.
And he just said, look how smart I look when I sit on this horse, and you too can look just like that and ride back home.
Wathake sitshintshe, ngizokunika leli hashe.
He said, why don't we exchange? I'll give you this horse.
Beseke ngisuke ngikunike lesi sigaqa esikhulu segolide.
And you give me that lump of gold.
Hayi ukuthi uhambe uyihudule. Uhambe uthwele lomthwalo omkhulu kangaka.
He said, then I'll free you from this huge burden that you're carrying. You won't have to carry on walking, dragging your feet. I'll relieve you of this burden.
UHans wasuka wehla ehashini.
And so that man got down from his horse.
Uma esehlele ehashini, awuyahle laqala ugijima manje.
And then Hans got onto the horseback, and this horse started galloping with him.
Ekhuza ihashi lakhe. Elikhuza ukuthi lisheshe lihambe.
And he spurred the horse on.
Kuthi ihashi kube ngathi uthi chop, 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 qhubeka.
And this horse just galloped very quickly.
UHans wajabula wathokoza wathi aw ngaba nenhlanhla ukuba ngikwazi ukugibela leli hashe ngihambe ngalo kahle kangaka.
And Hans was overjoyed. He thought, my, what a lucky chap I am, that I could get this horse and I'll ride this horse. I'll be home very soon.
Kuyiloko ihashe lakhe liqhubeka ngejubane.
And at the same time, this horse kept on galloping.
Kuyiloko elikhuza njalo, elithinta ngonyawo lwalo ukuba lusheshe.
And so he kept on spurring this horse on with his spurs.
Uma esehamba ibanga elide,
and after he had gone a long distance,
wahlangana nomlimi.
He met up with a farmer.
Umlimi ubeqhuba inkomazi yakhe eyisa le ekhaya.
And this farmer was driving his cow along back home.
Hayi, kwangathi umuntu lo uyaphupha uma esebona ehamba kahle kangaka.
And this man looked at Hans surprised as Hans came along on his horse.
Ihashi kube ngathi ulibamba la entanyeni.
And where Hans was holding the horse, as it were, around its neck.
Wazo wahlangana ke nalomlimi obeqhuba inkomazi yakhe.
And he brought his horse to a halt there where that man was driving his cow along.
Ay, Hans, wathi nginenhlanhla. Ngibusisiwe. Ngeke ngiphinde ngihlupheke nayinkomazi yami. Sengizosenga ngithole ubisi.
And so they exchanged again. And Hans said, my, what a lucky chap I am. Look at this now. For the rest of my life, I won't suffer. I'll have this cow to milk.
Ngithole ibhotela.
I'll have milk and butter.
Ngidle ushisi.
I'll have cheese.
Kube ngathi ngiyaphupha.
It's like a dream.
Wathi eyi, ngaba nenhlanhla ukuthola le nkomazi.
He said, my, what a lucky chap I am to get hold of this cow.
UHans wajabula, wathokoza, wathi kukude ekhaya, kodwa manje sengizofika kalula.
And Hans was overjoyed. He said, my home is far away. When will I get there? I can't wait.
Athi hayi, ngeke kungithatha isikhathi ukuba ngifike ekhaya. Ngizobona uma.
He said, soon, I'll reach home and I'll see my mother.
Wathi nginenhlanhla mina, akekho njengenhlanhla njengami.
He said, you know, I am so lucky. I'm the luckiest person on earth. I don't have anybody else as lucky as I am.
Sengizongena la ehotela, ngithenga isinkwa.
And he thought he'd go into an inn and buy some bread.
Sengizothola ukudla okuningi phelile ukulamba.
I'll get food. All my hunger will come to an end.
Ngiphuze ubisi lwale nkomazi. Ngeke ngibuye ngome.
He said, I'll have milk now for the rest of my life, and I can drink this milk. I will never go thirsty again.
Akukho okunye engiyodinga.
He said, for the rest of my life, I'm provided for. I will lack nothing. And then he went into a hotel. And there he ate. And really so happy about how lucky he is. And there he had his lunch. And he had enough and was satisfied till he could have no more.
I was a watola nenglazi yotwala ubeer.
And then he got a glass of beer as well.
Eti inkuluke inhlanhla yami ukuze ngithole lenkomas.
And he just couldn't stop speaking about how fortunate and lucky he was that he could get this cow.
Waqhubeka.
And so he continued.
Wathi ngeke kuthathe isikhathi ngoba ngizothola ubisi, ngithola ibhotela, ngiphuze, ngithola ukudla.
He said, it won't take long, and this cow will provide for me. I'll get milk, cheese, butter, everything.
Bekushisa ngalelo langa.
Now that day, it was very hot.
Lishisi langa ngenye indlela.
The sun was burning down.
Uhans wathi, hey, langishisa ilanga kodwa nokho. Ngeke kuthathe isikhathi esikhulu ukuba ngifike ekhaya ngejubane laleli hashe.
And he said, you know, although the sun is so hot, it won't take long and I'll be home.
Ngizoyisenga le nkomazi khona manje. Phuza ubisi lwalo.
And then I'll milk this cow and drink its milk.
Wathatha inkomazi wayibophela emthini ukuze ingabaleki ingahambi iboshelwe emthini.
And at one place he took this cow and he tied it to a tree so it wouldn't go off on its own.
Engathanda ukuthi inkomazi yakhe isuke ilahleke.
He didn't want to lose his cow.
Ayike waphuma wayisenga inkomo.
And so he milked the cow.
Uma eyisenga.
And as he milked it,
inkomazi yasuka yamkhahlela ekhanda yamyisa phansi.
This cow gave him a kick and it hit him between the eyes and he flew back.
Walimala kwabalukhuni shayeka ngekhanda phansi.
And he got so hurt, it was so sore as he fell down.
Ngenhlanhla uma eselele phansi.
Now fortunately, as he lay down there,
kwaqhamuka umuntu nebhala eqhuba ibhala.
Somebody came along pushing a wheelbarrow.
Wathi awu, ngaba nenhlanhla futhi ngahlangana nalo muntu oqhuba ibhala.
I said, my, just look how lucky I am. Here I meet now with this person pushing this wheelbarrow.
Upusha. Wathi awu, uyaphi, kwenze njani?
And the butcher asked him, he said, how are you? And where are you going?
Wathi nginenhlanhla ngathola inkomazi. Bengisebenza iminyaka eyisikhombisa. umlungwam wanginika wangiholela ngale nkomazi.
And Hans related his whole story, how he had worked for 7 years, worked very hard, how he received his reward, and how he now had ended up with this car.
Wathi manje sangithola inhlanhla lenkomazi ngizobuye ngihlabe.
And he said, you know, I'm so fortunate, and I've got this car, I can even slaughter if I want to.
Awu, uHansi waliphulula ikhanda lakhe. Wathi yebo, noma unenhlanhla, kodwa eyakho ayifani nenhlanhla yami.
And Hans rubbed his head. He said, yes, you may be a lucky person, but you're not as lucky as I am.
Ngoba lenkomazi yami ngizobuye ngihlabe bese ngithole inyama eningi kuyo lenkomazi.
Because he said, you know, I can even slaughter this cow, I can get a lot of meat from it.
Kanti futhi lo muntu oqhuba ibhala unengulube ebhaleni.
Now this man who was pushing this wheelbarrow along had a pig in the wheelbarrow.
Athi lengulube ngingayihlaba futhi ngenza uvozi ngithola ukudla okumnandi kuyo.
He said, you know, you can slaughter this pig, one can make vores from it, and you can really enjoy it.
Umuntu wesilaha wathi ake ngikutshele ungathola okukhulu kunalokhu.
And this butcher said, you know what, this is actually a much better deal. From this pig you can make sausages, and it's actually a much better deal than what you have there with your cow.
Ungenza okuningi ngakho wathola igolide lakusinda. Wathola ingulube, wathola inkomazi, uthola okuningi, kodwa okwakho akufani nokwami.
And he said, because look at that, you had that gold, it was too heavy for you, you got that horse, you exchanged it for the cow, but this which I'm going to give you here is much better than what you've got there with you.
Ayi, wathi nginenhlanhla. Akekho umuntu onenhlanhla njengami.
And so Hans said, oh, just look how lucky I am. There's no one on earth as lucky as I am.
Yikho kuthiwa ngesiJalimane, Hans im Glück.
And that's why it says in the German, Hans im Glück, or Lucky Hans.
Wathi nginenhlanhla.
And he said, I'm so fortunate
ukuba ngihlangane nezinto ngosuku lodwa, ngihlangane nenkomazi, ngihlangane nengulube, ngihlangane nezinto eziningi kangaka.
He said, I had so many lucky events today. Just look at me. I met up with a person with a horse, I met up with a person with a cow, and now I met up with this person with his pig.
Ati bheka manje, sangithola inhlanhla futhi, ngihlangana nehansi elikhulu.
And they exchanged. And not long after that, he met up with somebody who had a big goose.
Wathi ngeni nehansi elikhulu sengizoliqhutha ngithola impaphe eyiningi ngenza umqamelo ngawo ngilale kahle noma alale kahle.
And the man convinced him, look, this goose is a much better deal than what you've got with the pig and the wheelbarrow. Let us exchange When you get this goose, you can pluck its feathers, you can have down, you can make lovely pillows. You and your mother will sleep so comfortably on it. And so Hans took this goose and put it under his arm. He said, I had this pig, now I've got something much better. I've got this goose with all its feathers. I can pluck all its feathers. Just think how many feathers I'm going to get from this goose.
What are Nalenyoni, Lilhansi, Lizong Sizanganinjela?
He said, this bird is really going to help me a lot. Before that, remember how he went along with a wheelbarrow and the pig? And there in the town where he went through, he met up with the mayor of the town. And this mayor had many pigs that he kept.
Wathi lengulube ngizoyihlaba thola amafutha qobe sinkweni uyojabula noma.
He said, well, if you slaughter this, you'll get even some fat and you'll be able to smear it on the bread. Your mother will be so happy.
Lapho eqhubeka nengulube yakhe ubengabona ukuthi khona umgodi omkhulu.
And as he went along, he didn't see that there was a big hole.
Ingulube yakhe yaphoseka emgodini.
And it fell into the hole.
UHans washaya uvalo. Wathi, hawu uNkulunkulu wami, ngisize. Ingulube yami iphoseke kulomgodi.
And Hans said, oh God, help me. My pig has now fallen into this hole. What will I do? It fell into this hole because of me.
UHans ubethi phelile usizi lwakhe, kuphelile ukuhlupheka kwakhe, kodwa nakho ese velelwa mabhadi.
Now Hans had thought, you know, everything had come to an end. All his trouble had come to an end.
Naleli Hansi altolile, nalengulube aitolile, ubethi phelile usizi lwakhe lokulamba kwakhe.
He thought, well, you know, with all these luckier events that he experienced during the day, getting the pig, getting the goose, all of that, with all of that, all his troubles were at an end.
Ay umma isesemgodini eyikhipha khona emgodini.
When he got it out of the hole,
wathi, ey, nginenhlanhla.
He said, oh, well, look how lucky I am. I got it out of the hole.
Leli Hansi, sangizothatha iskele, ngoba ngineskele la ekhukhwini, bese ngisike impaphe zaso.
And it was with a goose. And then he said, I'll take the scissors, pair of scissors which I've got with me, and I'll cut its feathers.
I think ngizoba nenhlanhla ngizohlala ngithathe leli hansi ngilisike ngisike impaphe njalo
and he said
ube ngathi inhlanhla phezu kwenhlanhla ahlangane nayo
just imagine I can always get feathers from this goose non-stop for the rest of my life it's like one lucky event upon another
wathi nginenhlanhla ngithola izinto eziningi ngithola ingulube ngithola inkomazi ngithola izinto
he said just look how lucky I am first I got this I got the horse the cow the pig and now the goose
wathi ngithola igolide eliningi
And it all started off by getting that gold.
Wathi ngitholile umvuzo wami, iholo lami, leminyaka isikhombisa.
He said, just imagine how lucky I am, the reward I got on my 7 years of hard labor.
Kanti nakho ngineskele. Zonke insuku ngingahlala Gilkunda.
And look at this, I've got a pair of scissors. Every day I can cut off some of the feathers of this goose.
What in Gingalsala Gils Gil Gilokuzenjalo Zonkin Tsuku.
I can every day, so to say, harvest some feathers from this goose.
Kubengati Ginomshini Wokukunda.
And he said, you know, this is even like I've got a razor machine. Because I can always cut the feathers of this goose.
What awangathi akekho umuntu emhlabeni.
He said, I don't think there's anybody else in this world as lucky as I am. I've got money. Because here is this pair of scissors. I can use it to cut with. I can cut the feathers.
What ya? Yeka konke ngithole kona namhlanje isigcino ihants
I said just look at how lucky I am all this train of events and now I've got this goose
uhansi waqhubeka ethokoza
continued rejoicing on his way
amehlo akhe ekhanya
With his eyes bright and shining.
Ethi ngifana nengane enenhlanhla eyazalwa inenhlanhla la ekhanda.
He said, I was born a lucky person and experiencing this lucky streak.
Konke okuhle ngakuthola ngosuku lodwa.
Just think of all this, all these good things I received on one day.
Noma sengihamba ngenyawo ngibe nalenhlanhla.
When I walked on foot, I had this luck.
Wazo wafika ekhaya.
And eventually got home.
Wathi na inkomazi. Sangithole yona.
He said, here is the cow that I received.
Athi na ingulube.
Here is the pig.
Uma esefike ekhaya.
When he got home,
ufike lakhona ichibi lamanzi.
He got there where there was a pool of water.
What is ngomile ngithanda ukuthi ngiphuze Amanzi.
And he said, I'm thirsty. I'd like to drink of this water.
Wayesekuqaphantsi.
And then he knelt down on his knees.
Ephuza.
And he drank of that water.
Kanti lengulube uyibophele ngamatshe.
And there was a stone that he had tied around it.
Uhans waguqa waphuza.
So he knelt down and he drank.
Kanti uma esephuza.
And while he was drinking,
ethi nginenhlanhla sengithola amanzi amahle kangaka.
He said, oh, how lucky I am. Look at this brilliant water. It's cool, refreshing.
Umuntu phansi komthunzi welanga onenhlanhla njengami.
This cool, refreshing water. There's no one here, nobody as lucky as I am.
Ebiza uma wakhe ethi ma wozabuka. Engitholile kuleminyaka eyisikhombisa.
I said, Mother, come and have a look at what I've earned for my 7 years of work.
Unina wakhe wafika.
His mother came.
Wathokoza.
She was happy.
Wajabula.
She was happy to see him.
Wagoba umfana.
The boy bent.
Kanti uma esegoba. Amatshe lawa asuka awa.
That stone fell into the water.
Yapheli ngulube, lapheli hans.
That was the end of the pig, that was the end of the goose.
Kwaba ukuphela kwenhlanhla yakhe.
It was the end of his luck.
Niyabona bazalwane kukhona ukuthi umuntu athi nginenhlanhla.
Ubona inhlanhla
yakhe.
You see the lesson. A person may think that I am so fortunate, so lucky.
Isiqino walahlekelwa yikho konke.
But he actually lost everything he had in the end.
Igolide lakhe, inkomazi yakhe, ingulube yakhe, konke walahlekelwa yikona.
Because it started with the gold, which he exchanged for the horse, which he exchanged for the cow, which he exchanged for the pig, which he exchanged for the goose. And eventually ended up with nothing.
Niezwa zishobo sam.
Do you hear, friends?
Ungasuka udengi nenhlanhla mina. Akekho njengenhlanhla njengami.
You may say, there's nobody as lucky as I am.
Nginenhlanhla ngithola izinto eziningi kangaka. Kodwa isiqino.
You may say, you know, I got so much, but in the end, you lose it.
Indaba leka Hans im Glück. O Hans, ube senhlanhleni, kanti isiqino bekuyibhathi lodwa.
Hans in luck, but in the end, there was no luck. It was only bad luck.
Kanjalo ke nathi singathi hayi sinenhlanhla. Hayi nathi sithola umusa. Kanti inhlanhla ikho uzolahlekelwa ikho konke. Uzukhala uthi uNkulunkulu wami. uNkulunkulu wami. Ngalahlekelwa ikho konke. Iminyaka esikhombisa ngisebenza. Kodwa konke kwaba yizeleze.
And in the same with you, God may have shown you grace, which you then exchange for something else. And in the end, you cry bitter tears, say, Lord, for 7 years I worked hard and I've got nothing to show for it. And this story of Hans in Luck, who thought he was so lucky, but foolish Hans. He gave it all up, and it wasn't good luck. Shall we bow our heads and pray? Lord Jesus, we hear the story of Hans. He thought he was more fortunate and lucky than anybody else on earth.
But
Lord, actually, it went from bad to worse and he lost everything. In the end, he cried bitter tears of regret, saying he thought he was so lucky, but he lost it all.
Amen. Zihlobo zam qaphelisisani ke.
Friends,
ningathi ninenhlanhla.
Be watchful, be on your guard. You may think that you're lucky. Kanhlanhla
ikho.
But there's no.
Isiqinu zokhala kuNkulunkulu uthi Nkulunkulu ngihawukele ngisize. Ngisize ngalahlekelwa ikho konke.
That which you may think and regard as your lucky streak is not luck at all. In the end, you cry out to God and say, Lord, I've lost everything. He worked for 7 years, very hard. He thought he got a good reward, but in the end, all of it was lost.
Maye kumuntu ozibonayo ephumelele ethole konke kodwa ngasegcineni alahlekelwe yikho konke.
Woe to the person who thinks, you know, I'm so fortunate, just look at all the things that I've got, but all of those things are vain things which you're going to lose.
Ungathi unakho akekho onenhlanhla njengawe kodwa isigcino.
You may think nobody is as lucky and fortunate as I am, but in the end, it is all lost.
Siyabonga.
Thank you.